the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of any committee items. I'd remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest that they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Councillor is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant message should be kept to the following: type Q for questions, C for comment, P for propose, S for second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Item 2, declarations of interest. Okay, and then we move on to item 3, which is the action sheet from the meeting on the 17th of June. Oh, sorry, apologies. I should have asked her.
Yes, Chair, apology from Councillor Taylor.
And Councillor Campbell as well. Okay, we'll then go back to action sheet item number 3, the action sheet from the meeting held on the 17th of June. That's item pages 9 to 13.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. I've just got some more deep updates on the bus shelters that was requested for Dacona. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Councillor Andrews, if you're happy enough, I'll speak to the officers and come back to you with an update on this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Johnny. Thanks, Chair. Just on the action sheet, from our previous meeting, there was discussion as well. I'd asked for an update on the public toilets review, especially concerning the area of Rowallan. I just wondered, was there any update on that public service? And just very quickly on public services, I want to thank Sinead and her team, right down through to Frank and Ruth Quinn on the cleansing department over the summer. We had a major event in Killay on the 13th of July, over 20,000 people at it, and the services before and after were fantastic. So I just want to really commend the whole team on that, and thank you very much. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Mickey. Same again on the action sheet. It's just the item on Newry Market. So I've dropped you made a line about this. Just hoping to get an update on progress on the Christmas market for Newry, to get an understanding of dates and details around it, and maybe as well be interested to know if there's any plans to sort of permanently establish it as a as an event on the calendar. Thanks very much.
Yeah, and just thank you, Chair. In relation to the query around the public conveniences, we are intending to take an update on the public conveniences strategy through to the SNE working group in September. Really, so the main item of work that's been ongoing the last number of months is condition surveys being carried out across the different facilities in the council. And then the outcome of that then will dictate which toilets we prioritise them for refurbishment or replacement. So we'll be taking that through to the working group in September. In relation to the market and the Christmas market, again, if you're happy enough, I'll get an update from the officers and we can come back to you on that one, Councillor Fahan. Thank you.
Okay, that's everyone. I think just following on from Johnny's comments, I think across the board, across the council, wide, all the festivals, the cleansing staff done an amazing job with some huge festivals in our district. So I think on behalf of us all, probably to pass our thanks on to them. Okay. Number 4 then, sustainability and climate change strategy.
Online comment online.
Henry, which is go ahead, Henry.
Thanks, Chairman. Just to agree with all your comments, both you and Johnny, on the work done by our staff over the festival season. That was excellent work. Kilkeel on the 11th night, the 12th and the 13th. Just really good work by our staff. So thank you very much, Sinead, and please pass that on. Just on this sustainability thing, I'm very concerned, Chairman, at some of the material within that report.
I haven't moved to that yet.
Where are you at, Chairman?
Just coming off number 3, wasn't it? Yeah. Yep. We're looking at the action sheet in number 3, and then we'll move on to that item.
Oh, sorry. That's what I proposed, that, Chairman.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report then is to provide members with an update on the final draft of the Sustainability and Climate Change Strategy following completion of the public consultation process and then to seek approval to publish and launch our strategy. I'll just pick up on a few wee things from the report. A draft strategy was approved for public consultation by this committee in October 25. Consultation was undertaken between December 25 and March 26 through a combination of online engagement, staff surveys and face-to-face consultations. Feedback from elected members, council staff, the public and stakeholders was presented to members of the S&E Working Group in May 2026, and that has really informed the final version of the strategy which is attached today. A number of constructive suggestions were received during consultation, and those have been incorporated into the final draft of the strategy. And any of the changes have really been highlighted in yellow in Appendix 1. So subject to final approval and confirmation of councillor sign-off, a public launch is planned for September 2026, supported by our colleagues in communications and an associated awareness campaign. So members are asked to note the contents of the report and the outcomes of the public consultation and approve progression of the final version of the strategy for publication and launch. Thank you.
Thanks, Connor. So we're on to item 4 then. Is that a could we have a proposal and a second or any comments?
Sure. All right. Thank you very much. And I'd like to thank the officers for all their hard work and bringing all the information together and compiling this report and submission. It was quite important exercise for a big buy-in to gauge and to listen to and receive so many contributions from all backgrounds, etc., on such an important topic, so I'm happy to propose that we proceed with what needs to be done.
Right. Thank you. Next, Johnny, is it?
Yeah. Thanks, Chair. Yeah, just on the relation to this report, Chair, unfortunately, ourselves and the DUP cannot support this report on the main fundamental basis that we don't agree with net zero by 2050. We believe that to be an unachievable target, and on that basis, Chair, we can't vote for us tonight. So I'm going to ask for a recorded vote in the chamber here as well. Thank you.
Is there anybody's leg? I'm not seeing. No. Henry, do you want to come back in now?
Yes, I would like, I'll second my colleague's proposal. Chairman, can I just say, I've read through the report and there's some issues in it that cause me concern because I actually find them misleading. And there's photographs of a flooded town centre in Downpatrick and a flooded town centre in Uray. And that's given the impression that if we penalise our own people through more expensive energy supplies, that will stop. And that is quite untrue, Chairman. The reason why the Clanbrae and the Coy rivers have flooded is because they haven't been dredged for 40 years because of EU legislation under the Rivers Directive that you can't touch those rivers to dredge them. So all the carbon reduction that Newry Morning Down will do will not stop flooding in Down and Newry. And I think it's very misleading of the council to try and create that perception to the public in order to get support for this policy. Carbon molecules do not stay in China or India or Indonesia, where these areas are massively increasing their use of fossil fuels. So for us to penalise our people by imposing very expensive decarbonisation measures, it does not make sense, because that carbon's in the atmosphere in China and India. It will equally affect us. So I think we just need to be honest about this, and that's why I support Johnny's proposal on the call for a recorded vote. Thank you.
Be a seconder for Terry's proposed item. A seconder, okay. Sir Fian seconded. Sir Trusio, you're looking to come in.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think you froze. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, thanks to Shelley and the team for the cleanup operations over the events and holidays. So this climate change strategy, thank you very much, Eamon and Connor, for all your work. It's obvious that there's a lot of hard work has gone into this. I really think that the five theme framework that you've done around energy, travel, governance, environment, consumption and waste is really easy to follow. And maps directly to the action plan, which makes it very readable. And also you've prioritised real cuts over offsetting. Your targets are tied to real statutory drivers, such as the Climate Change Act, rather than just an unrelatable aspiration. You've also included actual measured baseline CO2, and many councils don't. They haven't done that. And it's also grounded in specific local climate impacts, such as Storm Owen, rather than global statistics. So two quick questions. Will you be identifying target areas for actions and monitoring that effectiveness as this goes through? And the action plan, figure 1 and figure 8, are kind of the same. There's no actions, dates, ownerships and budgets. So as you get your budgets, will all that start to be populated within that action plan? Thanks, Chair.
Connor, do you want to respond there?
Yes, thank you. Happy to come back on that. Well, our intention would be, once this is launched, this is going to be our year one action plan. But yes, there will be more development put into that in terms of the associated budgets. I suppose in year, if we get the strategy approved and the associated action plan agreed, we then move forward to try and develop those actions a bit more, you know, in terms of a lot of these things are going to require business cases, they're going to require funding. So it's prioritising what we're going to do to get the biggest bang for the buck, really, and then, you know, bring those associated business cases through, because there's no doubt, you know, the funding element of it is going to be a bit of a challenge. There's other things we can do through good housekeeping and communication, but a lot of it is going to be for carbon reduction, is going to be driven through from business cases. So yes, it'll be year to year. We hope to report then each March then on the progress for that year, and then the action plans can be developed moving forward from that. If that answers your question.
Yep, thanks very much. It's a really solid piece of work. Thank you.
Councillor Finn, you were looking in.
Yes, please. Thank you, Chair. And it's just really to echo what Councillor Truesdale has said, because I know the amount of work that has gone into this. I was actually chatting to some of the sustainability team down at Wildlife in the City in Newry, and I just think as a council it's really important. Like, climate change doesn't recognise borders, and we have seen this summer obviously has been one of the hottest on record across Ireland and the UK, so it's really important that we are leaders on this and we recognise the impact, be it hotter summers or wetter winters, that climate change is going to have. I just wanted to check how we are going to be publicising this particular piece of work, because I think, as Jill has said, it's a really, really great piece of work, and I think it's important that people are aware of what we are doing as a leader within our communities on what is effectively the biggest challenge that our generation are likely to face. So again, just thanks very much.
I can ask Eamon Keaveney, who's the head of sustainability, to come back to you about the launch plan for it, Councillor, if you're happy with that. Yes, there's going to be a public campaign in conjunction with our communications and marketing department. We're also going to be working with schools and community groups, community centres as well. So Eamon Keaveney will be able to give you the full sort of details on what the plan is for that, if that's okay.
Fine, Connor.
Great, thank you so much.
Now we need to move to a recorded vote.
Councillor Andrews.
Sorry to interrupt. Councillor Andrews had proposed to accept the recommendations first.
It's a straightforward yes or no, for or against.
You call the recording vote. So we're going first for the proposal then. Okay. Well, go ahead.
For the recommendation. Councillor Brennan. Okay. Councillor Campbell's an apology. Councillor Feehan. Councillor Finn.
Yeah, I'm voting to adopt the strategy. So four.
Councillor Hardy.
Four.
Councillor Jackson.
I guess.
Councillor Deca Murphy.
Four.
Councillor Kate Murphy. Councillor O'Hare. Councillor Riley.
Against.
Councillor Ryan. Councillor Taylor is an apology. Councillor Truesdale.
Four.
And Councillor Young.
Four.
Okay, so it's 10-4 and 2 against. Did we say 4? Okay, so it's 11-4 and 2 against. Yeah, I think it's for the...
Sorry, I should have put the mic on. It's carried. Okay, we then move to item number 5, consultation on proposals under the Tobacco and Vapes Act. And Sinead will take us through this.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval to submit the consultation response to the Department for Health and Social Care and regulatory proposals under Tobacco and Vapes Act. The consultation seeks views on the proposals for regulating tobacco, vaping and nicotine product packaging, device appearance and retail displays to implement the Tobacco and Vapes Act to the Department of Health and Social Care. Taking this paper as read, members are asked to approve this submission as detailed in Appendix 1 to the Department of Health and Social Care on proposals for regulatory reform on packaging appearance and display requirements. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Sinead. Are we proposing on a second or is there any comments? Johnny's proposing. Comments? Councillor Truesdale.
Thanks very much. No, just to say thanks to Sinead, thanks to Geraldine for another strong report. There's key messages that run right through this, which are great, consistent, strong report for tightening regulation. Child and youth protection is the driver of the whole report. Consistency across product types is emphasised all the way through. And also all the way through, there's this repeating caveat not to let the old rules crowd out any new rules. Such as existing safety and traceability. So thanks very much for all your work on this.
Okay, that's that one dealt with. We then move on to item number 6, which is the Toys Safety Regulations Call for Evidence. Sinead again.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval to submit the response to the Office for Product Safety and Standards on regulatory proposals under the Toy Safety Regulations 2011. Consultation seeks views to implement the new EU toy regulation proposal to achieve a higher level of child protection and reduce the number of non-compliant and unsafe toys on the UK markets to the Office for Product Safety and Standards. Again, taking this report as read, members are asked to approve the submission detailed in Appendix 1 in response to the call for evidence from the OPSS on considerations for recognition of new EU product requirements to the toy safety regulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Sinead. We are proposing a second. Any comments? Proposed second. Seconder. Seconder, Kate. Any comments?
No.
Okay. Everybody's happy enough then. We move on then to item number 7, which is the consultation on air quality. And again, Sinead.
Sure. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval to submit the consultation response drafted by the Council into the DERA's consultation on the proposed legislative amendments to strengthen air quality standards for a particular matter, PM10 and PM2.5 in Northern Ireland. The aim of the amendments is to reduce harmful air pollution, protect public health, and align more closely with international World Health Organization guidance and emerging standards across the UK and Ireland. As part of the consultation process, DERA have issued 14 questions for respondents to consider and respond to. Both responses to the 14 questions have been provided in Appendix A. Members are requested to note the contents of the report concerning DERA proposals to tighten the annual average particulate matter limits, targets and objectives in Northern Ireland, and also approve the proposed consultation response in Appendix 1, and agree that it is submitted to DERA by the consultation deadline of the 31st of August, subject to approval at full council.
Thanks, Sinead. Again, I'm proposing a seconder. Any comments? We should on. And second it.
All right. Any comment? I'll just be brief, Chair. Just as the Council, as part of the process, and thanks, Sinead, for compiling that and all the hard work, though, has the Council or any other statutory bodies taken any input from bodies or associations within the key agriculture sector? Did the Council reach out on it, or was that a matter for those bodies to prepare their own input instead of from the Council?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I think, Jill, are you looking online?
Thanks, Chair. This is really timely, and thank you to Sinead and James, because there was a news study out today from the ULEZ in London, which is showing that the low emission zones throughout London showing significant lung growth in children in those areas. So this is obviously something that's really important to get in place. We know particulate matter, PM10, PM2.5, well established as harmful to health, cardiovascular, strokes, especially particulate matter 2.5. The Council supports the ambition to tighten the standards, but officers are saying that the proposed 1st of January 28 compliance date is unrealistic. There's not enough time. And I would agree, because DERA consulted on the Clean Air Strategy in 2020 under Minister Poots, and the 2022-2024 executive collapse is very likely the primary reason that there is this gap that councils are having to catch. So we support the recommendations in this report, and we understand where you're coming from when you say that that the timing is difficult. And we'll also continue to support an independent environmental protection agency, because we recognise that thriving nature, clean water, clean air and access to beautiful landscapes are essential for our social and economic well-being. And we also understand the need to have an EPA clear of any political influence and be completely independent. So thank you for your hard work on this.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. No other comments then? We'll move on to the next item. So items 8 to 11 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person including the council holding that information on the public, may be by resolution be excluded during these items of business. And I have a proposer and a seconder to win closed session. Proposed Johnny and seconded Siobhan. Right, in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 8, business case, vehicle and ground maintenance equipment parts. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Kate Murphy, to approve the recommendations of the business case as detailed in section 2.6 of the officer's report. Item 9, business case, Forest Park, Rootways and Associated Landscape Works. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, Declan, to approve the recommendation of the business case as detailed in section 2.5 of the officer's report. Item 10.1, contract extensions. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Declan Murphy, to approve the contract extensions as detailed at Appendixes 1 and 2 of the officer's report. Item 10.2, mixed dry recyclables. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Declan Murphy, to approve the extension of the contract for the receipt processing of mixed dry recyclables from the 30th September 26 to the 31st of March 27. Item 11, ARC 21, Joint Committee meeting in committee minutes of Thursday 28th of May 26 and Joint Committee members' monthly bulletin held on the 25th. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, to note the documents. And the last item on the agenda is for noting, folks. Thank you all. What's the meeting ended? Our proposal and a seconder for Councillor O'Hare, Councillor Kate Murphy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.